Last December, the Indian state of Maharashtra saw the emergence of a new coronavirus variant. By late April, it was having a devastating effect on the Indian capital, Delhi, with almost 30,000 daily cases. It has also hit the United Kingdom hard and is now threatening the United States as well. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Let's take a look at the UK, because we have followed the UK in so many respects with regard to the B117 alpha. But look at what's happened to the UK from February to June, i.e. this month. The gray shading was the B117, the alpha. Look at how the Delta in red completely began to dominate the isolates throughout the UK to the point where it's well over 95% now.
Barbados has so far reported 3 cases of the Delta variant, while expressing relief that the victims are now out of isolation and that there has been no community spread. But from England this morning, virologist Dr. Brendan Larder tells Sagicor's Early Business that the high transmissibility of this latest variant calls for more testing. That is, if Barbados is to make a stronger case for coming off the UK's amber travel list.
Well, I think there are 2 things. I mean, one is that now there's a new type of Delta called Delta Plus. It's hard to keep up with all these things, but Delta Plus seems to have acquired a mutation that is similar to the Beta variant, which is the South African variant, which is known to cause the vaccines to be even less effective. So this is really quite a worrying new variant that's been detected in the UK and has been detected in India as well. Now, the implications for tourism is that, as far as I'm aware, the British government want to see countries extensively testing and regularly testing for variants in their country, extensively testing for infection in the communities of their country, and reporting those results, reporting them in a comprehensive way and regularly reporting them. So I think this is for the British government then to be satisfied that a country should be on the so-called green list of travel. So, for example, UK visitors could much more freely travel to Barbados and more importantly, return to the UK without having to quarantine.
He thinks that Barbados needs to do more.
Well, I think more extensive testing. I mean, my understanding is that the Best of Santos has a capacity with their automated equipment to run around 2,000 to 3,000 tests a day, and that's the PCR testing to check for infection, COVID infection. And from the numbers I've seen, they've been nowhere near that over the past few months, maybe 10% of that or 20% of that. So clearly the facility doesn't seem to be running at full capacity, when it would perhaps there's a thought that it doesn't need to, because there doesn't seem to be very much infection around. But without actually doing more extensive testing, we'll never know. And I would have thought it would have been just to give comfort to internally to Barbadians and externally to other countries who are thinking that they would like their countries, their citizens to come and visit Barbados, that testing, if it's more extensive and still shows very little infection in the community, would be very comforting. And the second thing is to have a regular and comprehensive program set up to test for the so-called variants. Again, because it needs to be known within the country what variants may or may not be circulating, because that has important implications for how well vaccines are going to work. And also to give a comfort level externally for visitors coming into the country to know what to expect and what's in the country.
Virologist Dr. Brendan Larder speaking with us from England on SagriCorps' early business.
Sometimes on the road, accidents happen. And now you have to think about making a claim. But with SagriCorps General, that becomes a whole lot easier. With SagriCorps' Go Motor app, your claims can start almost instantly, which speeds up the time of settlement. You can submit photos and sign online with instant confirmation via email. Just log in with your SagriCorps Go app details or visit us online to register, because accidents do happen. SagriCorps General, wise financial thinking for life.